Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality.
This is Tommy Keene, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hey, this is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick. I'm here with a reminder that it's pledge time here at the station from now through the end of March. WGXC is looking for enough sustaining supporters to help us do away with these pledge drives altogether. And we're super close. Just $1,200 more a month in our monthly sustaining budget, and we're there. If you head over to WGXC.org/donate, and for as little as $5 a month, or as much as, well, as much as you like per month, you can help WGXC stay on the air and support an exciting roster of programming, all coming to you commercial-free from the community of Hudson, Catskill, and beyond. Go donate now and tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the community theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York in New York, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, Food New York.
My people, what can I say? Say what I can. I saw it, but I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it what I saw. Are we going to live together? Together, are we going to live? This is your Mr. Senior Love Daddy talking to you from We Love Radio 108 FM on your dial. And that's the triple truth, Ruth. Today's weather, hot! Wake up!
This is Justin. You're continuing to listen to the Lucky 13 live marathon here on WGXC. I'm live in the Acre studio here on 90.7 FM, listening to a little Wawa Watson. And I have two guests in the studio with me today. And you know what they are? They're supporters of WGXC. It's like I planned it. Rita and Bobby, say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah. hanging in there. Oh, yeah.
So Rita and Bobby are like some of you listening at home, and they give some of their hard-earned cash to this station to make this thing happen. So one of our goals today is to get more of you to give one-time donations, but also become sustaining supporters. So let me give you the info right away so that you can be like me, Bobby, and Rita and become part of WGXC. So you can pledge right now, become a sustaining member today, tonight, now, during this live marathon. Donate online at wgxc.org/donate. Or you can call 518-697-7400. Again, I'm Justin. I normally host the Ginger Radio Hour on the first and third Tuesdays of every month. Bobby and Rita are longtime listeners. And tonight, I had this whole huge big plan, 13 reasons why community radio is the thing to listen to. And I think I'm still going to do that, but I think of the 13 things, I think I'm replacing two of them, one with Bobby and one with Rita. So we're throwing everything in the air. But the point here tonight is to get you to give some money and help community radio. So we're going to get back to Bobby and Rita in a bit. We're going to keep listening to Wawa Watson here, and then some more things that you hear only on WGXC.
Everything on the top of my shoulder. Everything. I put it right up there in my memory bank. Boom, 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 boom. Music is that little boy on the corner saying extra, extra, read all about it. Extra, extra, listen, all about it. Listen to what it's all about. Listen, listen to the earthquake. Listen to the hard falling of the rain that is gonna flood our town. Listen to those that have given you the information of what's going down.
Do I not need to be in Jerusalem right now?
fresh out of your trash, your garbage, your debris. Fresh out of your collapsing buildings, from your bones, bullets.
You just heard a song, a track that was premiered here on WGXC last week. Maybe 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. It had its world premiere here, though. The track is unnamed. I call it Manny X Lani, and it's by my friend Manny Fidel, who's a music maker, a journalist, a writer, a thousand things. And he took an excerpt of an hour-long conversation I had with another multi-hyphenate, Lonnie Holly, who makes music and makes art, among other things. I was lucky enough to talk to him last month, before he had a big show in Saugerties. And after I had that conversation with Lonnie Holly, I was so blown away by the man that I sent it to Manny and I said, can you help me do something more with this? And that's what Manny did. He created that wonderful track. That's just one of the things that happens here on community radio, especially WGXC. I have two guests in here with me who I haven't turned on their mics yet because I'm going to do one other thing before we get to them. But normally I'm all alone in here, but not tonight, not during the Lucky 13 Live Marathon. We're asking all of you out there to help us make more radio, especially live stuff like this. So speaking of things you only hear on WGXC, underneath me right now, you're hearing a live coding event that WGXC was part of. And it's featuring the music of Viola He. Does that sound familiar? Viola was also on my show, Ginger Radio Hour, last year. And I was really blown away by the work that they do, both as an artist and as a musician. Viola, of course, was a Wave Farm 2023 resident artist. That's how I met them. And my partner, Natasha, and I got to have a great conversation with them here in this studio. So let's listen in a little bit more on the recording of a live coding event starring Viola He. Again, this is Viola He from a live coding event last summer on WGXC. I have successfully done 5 things from my list of Lucky 13, 5 of the 13 reasons that you should listen to community radio. In reverse order, Viola He, Manny Fidel with his track remixed of Lonnie Holly. Here's my notes. Ah, yeah, Wawa Watson on vinyl. Great track, Goo Goo Wawa, which I played on my very first show ever on WGXC a couple of years ago. And then numbers 4 and 5 are Bobby and Rita here in the studio with me. Hey there.
Hello.
So we were just talking off air or off mics about all the things that we like about giving money to organizations we care about. So let me clue you in a little bit. So Bobby and Rita are from Minneapolis, and we're going to talk more about that. That's important for a reason that we'll get to in a little bit. But why don't both of you tell me a little bit more about what you give money to, aside from GXC. We'll get back to that. But Bobby, maybe we can start with you and why.
Absolutely. I give to the New York Billy Crew. I think they're an awesome rescue organization, and I'm a little biased because I have a pit bull myself and she is a rescue, and I appreciate that they see cases that come in and it's not, you know, they can't be helped, or these are beautiful, wonderful animals and pets to have. And I really believe that, spreading the knowledge of these dogs and this organization, how they really take the time to find the best care for them and training and, you know, everything when it comes to caring for a rescued animal. I love it. I absolutely
nice.
Love it.
New York yeah. Bully Crew. Do you want to tell everybody the names of your dogs?
I have 2 pit bulls. I have a tripod named Bindi, and I also have a four-legged who's named El Jefe.
Nice. So I've met both of these dogs, but Bindi has been here to the Catskills right down the road in Prilling last summer.
Oh, yeah.
Or
she
at
loved
fall
it.
Or something. All right, Rita, how about you? What do you give to besides WGXC that matters to you?
I'm a lover of animals, so I pretty much give to just animal causes. Love them. Any animal, Humane Society, I do. When I can't volunteer my time, I can't do that now, so I give money. And I do research, try to find organizations where the funds go mostly directly to them. I love them. Love doing it. And someday I hope to have an animal rescue myself.
Nice. I'd support that. All right. So, Reed, how about WGXC? You're a giver here. How come?
I am because I started listening to your program.
Smart.
Yep. It's exposed me to other programs. Don't ask me to name them now. I just listen in here and there. But it's helped me discover new music, new subjects. It's been great, and I'm a proud supporter.
And I think we all just had our eyes opened right before this hour started to the Cool Cats, which where else are you going to hear 2 kids who just want to play music and talk about cats with a K? I was pretty impressed. Like, they've got all the energy that I wish I had.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. I think I'm going to start with them. New listener.
Yeah,
yep,
nice.
Definitely.
Me too. How about you, Bob? What do you like about WGXC?
I like the variety. I love that, you know, you could listen to something that's classical. You can listen to great conversations. I think it's wonderful.
Oh. Well, we do that on Ginger Radio Hour, of course. We play conversations that I record with people in and around the Catskills and elsewhere. And we also play music. And so in honor of Bobby and Rita and all the money that they give to WGXC and that you should do the same, we're going to play a song for them. But first, I got to tell you how to give money. So to become a sustaining member today, go to WGXC. Wow, too fast. Slow down. Go to WGXC.org/donate or call me right now, 518-697-7400. So maybe we'll play a song while the phones start ringing. Again, you're listening live to WGXC. We're in the Acre studio tonight here at here on 90.7 FM. And in honor of Rita and Bobby, who both give money to WGXC, here's a hometown hero of Minneapolis.
Thank you.
So from one hero to another, we made the perfect transition from Prince to Bob Chuk. That's Bob Chuk playing the accordion there. Bob was my father-in-law, and he died on Valentine's Day this year. And I'm playing him for several reasons. One, he's a tremendous musician. We're going to keep listening to this cassette tape that we brought in today. Bobby and Rita brought it with us. It's from sometime in the 90s, and I think he was probably sitting in his kitchen recording this himself. Do you think you two were there as this all happened?
I was, actually. I remember sitting around the kitchen table and listening to them play, and yeah, it was great. I mean, you know, he didn't play, I don't think he played very much when we were little, definitely, but it was really nice to have him play and just listening to his music.
Yeah, I remember. I don't, you know, honestly, I don't remember if I was there or not. I think I vaguely remember, but it could be a dream or I imagined it. I don't know. But I definitely remember sitting around and listening to him when we were kids. And it was always fun because he really got into it. Kind of like how a rock star would with the facial emotions and all that. But he loved his music, and it was more fun when he started to stomp his foot.
Oh, yeah.
Added that as a bonus drum or something. Yeah, great memories of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I got to play a tape of Bob playing the organ from the 80s, we thought. No, it was 1978. That was last year. So for Ginger Radio Hour newbies, go back, look on the WGXC site for that. And that's about a 30-minute recording that Bob made in 1978 of him playing the organ on a Wurlitzer in his home in Chicago. That was obviously before these two were born. Maybe not, Rita.
No, I think I was a youngin'. I was a little one.
All right, so maybe you were there. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons that I like playing Bob Chuk's music here on WGXC is he lived right down the street in Pearling, and he was a big supporter of this show. He was around when I came up with it in my head, and I remember that he actually once went into the garage and sat in his car so that he could listen to it because he couldn't figure out the radio inside.
Sounds like him.
And so I came, he just lived 5 minutes from here. And so I remember going over there right after the show, and he was just coming back into the house after having made sure that he listened to WGXC in his car. We all miss him.
Very much.
Oh, yeah.
So how do you transition from Bob Chuk? Well, you do it easily, right? So we went from Prince to Bob Chuk, which I think is appropriate. And now I want to go into somebody else that I featured in the last couple of years on Ginger Radio Hour, a tremendous musician named Sam Sadagursky. And this track is called Roses, Hard Candies, and I think you'll see why it all makes sense.
Thank you. pictures herself on the outside, as I am on the inside. Give me flowers and I cry,
cry, cry, cry, cry.
Pour out the sea, like I am a new baby.
New baby,
please don't ever betray me. Want somebody to save me. Savior is me. Always had the key. I'll pour out the sea. All this magic I conjure, can't nobody can harm you. We were made for each other,
each other, each other, each other.
So I believe, I give it all when I'm in love,
in love.
Fantasy for my bubble.
Did I forget what I made?
I can tell that you're nervous. How can I be in service? It will give me some purpose.
Some purpose,
purpose, purpose. I'm on bended knee. I will bathe in the water.
The water.
I will cleanse all my altars.
The belief will grow stronger.
So that was Kula Badila of Hudson fame. And this, of course, is Herbie Hancock. Reed and Bobby, do you remember this music video? I stumped him.
I remember the song.
Oh, you can't do that to us.
It was all these funny fake robots with like a robot with pants on, and they were doing all these like kind of like Chuck E. Cheese animatronic, but a little more technological. It's probably the first time I ever heard of Herbie Hancock, and now like when I think of it, it's like, geez, Herbie Hancock's done some pretty incredible stuff. We featured him on the show. Everything we're doing here today is about the Lucky 13 pledge drive, and I'm trying to represent 13 things that you've heard on WGXC on my show over the last couple of years that make community radio worth listening to. So a moment ago, again, we heard Kula Badila, who's a musician and maker and artist and farmer in Hudson, and you met Kula on this show. On Ginger Radio Hour number 52. You should go back and listen to that conversation. It was pretty wonderful. So we only have 15 minutes left, which already makes me quite sad. But that's just 15 minutes for us, Bobby and Rita, because there's so much more to come. There's a whole marathon happening right now in Perling, in Acre, and Caro, wherever you are, Greene County, Columbia County. I'm trying to rap over Herbie Hancock, which is the wrong thing to do. Anyway, I'm going to do one more thing. And at 7 o'clock, Nick and Lisa are going to come in here live, and they're going to continue to have fun and encourage all of you to become a part of this thing. Community Radio on WGXC. I'm going to cue something up. Oh, and I have a very special guest. Do you want to just come on the mic?
Sure. Or
maybe it's too fast.
Is it too fast?
I don't know. You tell me. Nick just walked in the room.
I did.
Of the famous Nick and Lisa duo. And I think actually, Nick, why don't you sit down for a moment, and I'm going to play something that I think will get you kind of interested, I hope. Sure. Hold on.
Every day Fox and Bear went into the forest to gather what was there to gather and to catch what was there to catch. Bear loved picking berries. Fox loved hunting eggs. At noon, Bear took a nap on his favorite tree and listened to the birds sing. Fox went looking for treasures. In the evening, Fox buried his treasures. Bear watched the sunset. Life was good, thought Bear, picking berries and mushrooms, hunting ants and mice, catching rabbits and birds, kept them busy all day. Wouldn't it be nice, said Fox one day, if we didn't have to hunt and gather all the time? What would we do all day, asked Bear. Fox thought for a while. I could hunt even more treasure, and you could watch even more sunsets. That would be nice, said Bear. I have an idea, said Fox.
And that, of course, is WGXC's own Philip Grant. I don't know if you could hear that, Lisa. He was reading from Fox and Bear, this incredible book. And here's the question, Lisa, since you're not prepared at all. Are you a fox or are you a bear?
I'm a fox.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that was fast.
Yeah.
I concur. You are a fox.
Well, oh, that's
it's like a meet cute happened right in front of us. So Philip Grant, who, of course, is the voice, I would say, of WGXC and has been for years, he was very kind to collaborate with me this year, just in the same way that I've gotten to collaborate with others across WGXC. And he took this wonderful book that is written for children, but is really meant for adults, and it's about, like, not being a jerk, and maybe not being such a capitalist, Nick.
Yes. Nick is such a capitalist.
He always gets that. And anyway, so I sent it to Philip Grant. I was like, hey, can you check out this book? And I feel like your voice would really make this come to life. And he jumped on it. He even put his own sounds behind it,
right? And because he's obviously knows what he's doing with audio and radio. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to play a little bit of that today.
Aww. That's very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you two want to give us a tease about what you're going to do in about 9 minutes?
Yeah, so we've been kind of like, I wouldn't say live streaming through the day, but we've been providing content.
That's right, content creators.
We're content creators on Instagram. We've been posting throughout the day, but, you know, giving a tour of the Wayfarm property. And one of the things we'll be doing at 7 o'clock, we're broadcasting between 7 and 8 this evening, right after your show.
Nice.
And one of the things that we're challenging people with is if we get a donation, or we get a pledge, rather, during our show from 7 to 8 for a monthly supporter donation of $100 or more.
Mm-hmm.
That's $100 donation per month or more. We are going to do our next show, which is Monday, from under the water at Pond Station.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going
to
do that.
I almost want to crowdfund just to help you do that.
So cool.
Yeah.
I know how
maybe
we can
should
do
have done
it.
This in the summer.
Well, yes.
That's true. It could be any date, actually.
Maybe right. Yeah. So that is our challenge to listeners today. As you know, as you've heard, we've been doing our Lucky 13 pledge drive today.
Yes.
So that's what we're challenging our listeners with.
So I'm going to look at this list here because I can't ever remember the number for some reason. So if right now you want to become a sustaining member, because you maybe don't have $100 a month, but maybe you have a little bit more, like $13. Because if you were to pledge $13 a month, become a sustaining member of WGXC, what happens this summer? What do you get tickets to, maybe?
Oh, I think you get tickets to Negative Land and Atmos.
Yeah, so that's happening in May. And if you do that today, you get entered into the raffle to potentially get tickets to that, which are available to the public, but you would win them outright.
That's right.
So here's how you do that, wgxc.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. I'm going to play a little bit of music, and then we're going to come back and say goodbye to Bobby and Rita, and we're going to let Nick and Lisa get ready for everything. So we look forward to seeing you in a bit.
Yeah. Thank you. Nice meeting you all, and it was great to hear Bob's contributions as well.
Thanks.
Thank you.
We have like a crowded house in here, and it's wonderful, but I wanted to get a chance to say goodbye to Bobby and Rita. Hold on, let me bring this down. So much Prince tonight. So again, the reason Bobby and Rita were here is just like me, and just like I hope all of you soon, they are members of WGXC. They give money. How come you guys give money again?
Because you're awesome.
Aww.
Very awesome. Variety.
Prince, like more Prince all the time, right?
And Bob Chuke all the way.
Oh, yeah, in memory, of course, of Bob Chuke. So Bob got to play maybe his first duo with Prince, or at least back-to-back. I don't think they shared a stage during their lifetime, but they should have. And
been cool.
They were both kind of tiny, so that really would have worked. And they
Absolutely.
Had Minnesota connections. Anyway, thank you all for listening. This has been a special edition of Ginger Radio Hour, and we're going to let Prince take us out. And up next, here at 7... Jeez, let's make sure the album's long enough. Oh, yeah. The album's long enough. We're going to have Nick and Lisa, who have a very special guest, and the Lucky 13 Live Marathon Pledge Drive continues. Go to WGXC.org to pledge all of your money right now. And again, Bobby and Rita, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Justin.
Adios, all.